Taylor, what I'll ask firstly is, what did you think, first of all, whenever you heard about Craig and his plans for these ultramarathons?
Well, I thought it was amazing, actually. I didn't really think that anyone would do something for me like doing a run that long.
I mean, it's 3 days of running 33 miles, so 97 by the time that he's finished. I mean, the guy's going to be exhausted. I mean, for you, did you, the fact that you've never even met him, did it kind of mean that little bit more, that it's a family member who's really thinking about you?
Yeah, it means so much to me.
And how are you feeling yourself at the moment, Taylor?
I'm feeling okay at the moment, just because everything's sort of dying down before my next phase.
And, I mean, you actually, your mum was telling me you have a bit of good news in that you have an all clear of the cancer, but what they're doing at the minute is just suppressing it.
Yeah, trying to keep it away.
Yeah, so do you find that you're kind of, at the moment, you're saying you're having a bit of a relaxing day. Are you quite tired all the time at the minute?
Yeah, I do get quite tired at times. It's just the normal thing for most patients, I think.
And hearing about the ultramarathons, was it something that kind of just brightened up your day as soon as you heard about it?
Yeah, it was really brightening for my life, really. I just thought it was amazing that someone I hadn't even met could think so much as to do something like that for me.
And the end goal is to send you away on this phenomenal trip. Tell me, first of all, why is Japan the ideal destination for you?
Japan just seems like a beautiful place that still has sort of modern aspects, but it still has the cultural aspects as well. And I just think it's a lovely, stunning place to visit.
I mean, what Craig said to me is most kids, especially, I know at 13, I definitely wanted to go to Disneyland. But Craig's saying it's just inspiring that you actually have bigger aspirations than that.
Yeah, I was never really a fan of Disney films and sort of child cartoon movies. So it was sort of growing up fast in a family of lovely people, gala people. It's just sort of trying to have different dreams to everyone else, trying to be different.
Yeah, and you know, if this Tokyo trip comes off, can you try and like put it into words how you might feel whenever you're actually getting on that plane?
Well, I've never been on a plane before, so I'll probably be quite nervous, but I'm pretty sure when I get there I will just be amazed and stunned, and I just won't be able to believe it.
Do you kind of wish that you were there at the finish line for whenever Craig's finishing up, you know, that you were at least able to give him like a big thankful hug?
Yeah, I would love to be there, but unfortunately, cancer doesn't really take any favours, and when you need to have treatment, you have to have treatment.
Yeah, and how are you finding the treatment? Your mum was saying that you're going in for another 6-week stint on Monday.
Yeah.
I mean, how are you finding it? How are you finding, you know, kind of chemo treatment?
Some of it's easier than others. I believe the chemo I'm getting in the next phase is the chemo that was quite hard hitting before and made me feel quite ill and not very happy.
Yeah, because, I mean, your mum's also saying taking one day at a time, I suppose, is really important with this kind of treatment.
Yeah, it's quite important.
And do you feel like, you know, your friends and, you know, is it a weird situation? Are you actually missing school?
I think sometimes I kind of miss school since there's not really much to do. You can't really go out and do that much, so sometimes the days are sort of tick by and you sort of do nothing. And books and stuff, it's fun, I suppose.
Colouring in has actually become massive again. Have you heard about this? It's like it's a new therapeutic thing for adults, so maybe you just got ahead of the game.
Yeah, we got one of those therapeutic books and we've been colouring them in together.
Well, that's brilliant. And you know, in terms of your Gala family, you know, all your aunts, your uncles, your grandparents are all from there. I mean, is it an ideal that you'll get back up, you know, or they'll come down and see you?
Yeah, we were talking about maybe going up in September or October when my treatment's sort of done and having a party to thank everyone that's done everything and raised money for me and just to say thank you and give everyone a big hug.
Well, that sounds like the best reward, I think, for a lot of people who have been helping you out.
Yeah, it's just a shame that I can't really see them and thank them in person whenever they do something.
A lot of people will be just so happy that they're able to help out in any way. Like Craig was saying, he's like, he knows that, you know, fundraising for you isn't a way to make you any healthier, but what he was saying is it's just something that you can look forward to, is getting this trip.
Yeah, sort of a big part of getting through the treatment was having my family's humour and their sort of good spirits to help me along, so I sort of would prefer to be happier and sort of not very healthy than unhappy but healthy.